19 minutes past five, and I do want to ask you, do you think that enough is being done to achieve gender equity in the country's employment sector? Do you find yourself maybe working in an industry that has balanced representations of male versus female workers? Well, I'll tell you what. Director in the Corporate and Commercial Practice at corporate law firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, Nonhlakanipho Mkhulu, says despite being a traditionally male-dominated industry the world over, the South African private equity industry has had a definite shift towards gender parity over the past couple of years. And according to a 2016 report, management roles for women in private equity are fairly low in Africa, though. In spite of this, some experts say there is a noticeable increase in the number of women entering the industry and taking up leadership positions. They say it's now up to employers where women in the industry and their male peers to initiate further reform, especially because this is good for the bottom line. Nonhle joins you now on the line, but she is not alone. She is also joined by the co-director, Tessa Bowles, who are joining you to tell us a little bit more about this gender parity. A very good morning to you, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abungile. We're doing well, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to make sure, is that Nonhle speaking? Nonhle?
That's Tessa speaking.
Is Nonhle on the line?
Hi, Abungile. I'm on the line.
All right, we are all there. Ladies, you know what? We're going to alternate. You can choose to take whatever question. But, I mean, for the purposes of us understanding, what exactly is gender parity in the workplace? And is it good for the bottom line?
Okay, so I'll start, Abungile. It's Nonhle on the line. When we talk about gender parity in the workplace, we mean equal representation of both genders in the workplace. And why we say it's good for the bottom line is because although we've acknowledged that male leadership traits or the traditional male leadership traits like focus and drive and ambition have always been good for the bottom line, we are now starting to realize and acknowledge that female leadership traits, which are softer skills, which are people management, understanding how people operate, are also good and bring it a diversity to leadership in the workplace, which is needed, which can add an additional element which creates stronger leadership in a company.
And Tessa, bringing it to you, I mean, we talk about this being a way forward. We need to be looking into this. Is enough being done?
Abungile, there are definitely concerted efforts to introduce more women into the private equity space, and especially if you look at junior positions in private equity, because you have more women graduates coming through, there is an effort to recruit and to retain junior women in private equity spaces. But we need to see more efforts to ensure that women remain in private equity and that they receive the necessary mentoring and support to become successful leaders in the industry.
And, you know, when we talk about the proverbial glass ceiling, you know, where you can try as much as you want, but, you know, these male-dominated industries, you find yourself getting to that ceiling. What role do things like industry networking events play in breaking down the so-called, like I said, proverbial glass ceiling?
The role that networking events play essentially for me are that you get to actually discover that you're not alone. You often find yourself alone in the boardroom. You're the only female. You're the only female in the boardroom. You're the only female at an industry event. But with these networking events, which are aimed directly at women and drawing women out, you get to realize that you're not alone and you meet others and you get to understand the roles that they play in the industry. And then you form sort of relationships with them across the broad spectrum of what private equity entails, and so you're able to then draw on their unique skills and that helps enhance your own career.
And I mean, I would imagine, though, ladies, maybe Tessa can take this one, that, you know, as unfortunate as it is a male-dominated industry, and so we kind of need men to be change agents. Are they getting the message?
Abungile, I think we have to continue to spread the message, but I believe quite strongly that that you can't achieve gender diversity if men are not involved in the discussion, in the debate, and in the change as well. You know, I don't think gender parity should be sidelined and should be thought of as a woman-only issue as well. We have a better chance of promoting gender equity if everybody is involved in achieving that change. So we definitely need men, especially men in senior leadership positions, involved in driving that change as well.
If you've just joined us on the show this morning, 26 minutes past five, good morning to you. We're talking gender parity, and we're asking you if you think enough is being done to achieve gender equity in the country's employment sectors. And of course, joining you to have that discussion with you is Director in the Corporate and Commercial Practice at corporate law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. That is Nhlakanipho Mncunu. Also joined by co-director, who is Tessa Bowles. And they talk to us and try to give us a better picture of what's been happening. Ladies, I mean, in terms of the research that has been done, it does look like we're moving backwards. But something from you guys, or the feeling that I'm getting from you guys, is that, you know, it's a time issue. Sometimes we'll go back, but we'll move forward.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with Nontla.
Oh, sorry. Okay, thanks. You're right. I think it is a time issue, in the sense that, as Tessa mentioned earlier, we're getting more and more female graduates coming out of universities now. These younger female graduates are very career driven. They're focused. They want to make it in the workplace. And they are determined to carve out a space for themselves. They're very different to how we were when we came out of graduates. We were just grateful to have a space. They want to create the space for themselves. So I think as time goes by, we will see far more of those kinds of women making it up to senior positions and claiming that space for themselves in a much more real way than we did, I think.
And your view, Tessa?
Abungile, yes, I'm optimistic about the future, and that in time we will see greater gender parity in the private equity sector. And I think it also depends on women making the decision to make their mark and to remain in the private equity sector and to move from those junior positions and to step up and take the leadership roles in future.
All right, ladies. And I do feel that I do need to put you on the spot here. We are out of time, but I think we have an opportunity here to address whether, whichever one you like, whether males or females, but we understand that we need to continue on the path that we're continuing. So with this platform, we'll start with you, Nontla. What would your message be to the Cave Talk listeners on the issue? And then we'll follow up with Tessa.
Look, I think as with any equity issue, you need to start by actually understanding and acknowledging the problem. When I say understanding and acknowledging the problem, understanding that if you are male, you are the dominant gender in the workplace, and you need to start having an awareness of the issues that may be facing your female colleagues, issues such as your female colleague often has a second job as a homemaker, and this isn't to say that men are not involved in the home, obviously, but it's just to say that females are often in the most of the times the ones who have to take care or be a homemaker role than males. And so we need to start acknowledge and understand that and understand how that may impact your female colleagues' participation and availability at work.
And last words from you, Tessa.
Abungile, I also think that it's time for females in private equity to grab this opportunity, and private equity is a very challenging and a very exciting career to be part of, and I would encourage females to create mentoring and supporting networks, to reach out to each other and to encourage each other to make strides in this area.
Well, thank you so much to the both of you for joining us. And it's certainly an issue that I do believe that many South Africans need to think about. So thank you to you two for joining us on the show this morning. And to you listening at home, by the way, that was the co-directors at corporate law firm Cliff Dekker-Hoffmeyer, that is Unontlagani Pomkhunu, and Tessa Bowles, joining you this morning to chat about gender parity. Regan Thorne.